morning, ladies, gentlemen, to this July 10th, 2022 Liberation Station Radio Show. I'm Chris Steiner, your host. The website is theliberationstation.com, and on Facebook, the stream is going along well. I just did an audio check. It's at facebook.com/wearechangetampa, facebook.com/wearechangetampa. Be paying attention to that in the comments as well as your chats over, which is usually a lot much more active over in the chat room, on the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. Just above that is the big blue button that'll lead you to the Facebook live video stream, where I'll be showing the grass videos illustrations on the screen next to me. And the just above that is the Republic Broadcasting Network audio stream, or a couple of links to the audio stream. But if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, there are many more listen live options. And please donate to Republic to keep this community, this very well educated and engaging community with a lot of great unique experience and expertise, keep us on the air. That's this community's been growing and going for so long, and please keep us on the air and keep the education going out, the highest level of education that we can, with such an open forum here, and not only on the air, also on online, on the comments that you can find on the articles, on the Facebook page at facebook.com/republicbroadcasting. And I'm going to start out with a urge to call into other talk shows with the information that you see here. Those that are adversarial, you can persuade them. Don't take it personally if they cut you off, if they insult you, if they maybe get a little bit uptight or very angry because you're pricking their conscience about things that they've never thought of and maybe they should have, research that they should have looked at. Because in the future, if you don't take offense, if you don't take it personally, don't be a reactionary, but respond in kind, respond kindly, then you'll find that you might be able to persuade them and make progress. And get them, get those hosts and hostesses to give the kind of information that you would otherwise have to call in and have a few moments to give. They'll go on at length about. And I'm going to give a recent example of that here from this past July 4th. It was a live show on my local community-sponsored radio station, which, as community-sponsored radio stations are progressive-minded. This is the Healthy Steps show by Dr. Fred Harvey, MD. He's changed his tune on COVID shots. And as far as I can tell, for the first time, on all vaccines in general. So we're going to play here just about a 4-minute clip. Sam in the control room, we're going to, from that audio clip I sent you, it's just going to be a 4-minute, 20-second clip, and then my call, that's just about a minute later, skip forward about a minute later. If folks want to go to WMNF.org and check this archive out, they can listen to the whole show themselves. Monday is the show. Healthy Steps of Dr. Fred Harvey this past July 4th was the edition. And we're going to play, if you want to check out that edition, it's a time index, 37 minutes, 40 seconds to 42 minutes. And then my call, Sam, you have all this information, is just about a minute later, a little over a minute later, at 43 minutes, 17 seconds. And it gives you, Sam, you have the Sam there in the control room making us sound so good. He has the end time index for that. So I just wanted to let this 4-minute clip roll that shows that Dr. Fred Harvey has really changed his tune. And we're not going to play other things that he said earlier having to do with the Nuremberg Code and the right to free choice, for bodily autonomy, freedom of choice. But it's quite astonishing. You know, you hear a doctor who's pro-choice for women's reproductive rights, or non-reproductive rights, as I think is more accurate, and carry it over now to the right to not get vaccines and not load up children with the full schedule. And he's becoming familiarized with the information. And I know that over the years, I've been providing him with information by calling in and emailing it to him. I don't know where he's gotten some of his information, what information he's gotten was from me or what he's gotten on his own research. But I'd like to think that I had something to do with it, and giving him permission to talk about these things and giving him courage to talk about these things, despite that, as you'll hear him complaining that people are calling him anti-vaxxer. So we'll start out with that clip, Healthy Steps, Dr. Fred Harvey, this past July 4th, 2022 on WMNF 88.5 FM, community-sponsored progressive station. He is now being called an anti-vaxxer, and we'll see how long his show lasts, but I encourage you folks, we're playing this just to encourage you to call in to shows, give this information, speak truth to power to bring power to the truth. So let's roll that clip, please, Sam.
And we can't have a system that's supported by the government that prevents access to information about other things, that denigrates these other things that are valuable and work, that makes up stuff about them and hides the nuance. You know, there was a major review of homeopathy that was done that showed that it had a statistical significance of 91% likely to be non-random, 91% likely to really work. But Western medicine only accepts 95%. So if you don't have 95% confidence, then you can say, oh, that doesn't work. When obviously it does, it's just, it's only got 91% confidence that it works completely non-randomly. And that's what we got with the ivermectin studies. 91% confidence that there's a 70% reduction in mortality. But they won't accept it because they only take 95%. This is the nuance that we need to bring into medical discussions that's being blocked out by the system because they have an agenda of selling a medication, of selling a procedure. And it's not actually allowing access for other practitioners to people who might want to listen to them because they're denigrated by the system constantly. And the system has money. Tell me, the cardiologists, orthopedic surgeons, and big pharma don't have enough money to yell louder than a lowly pediatrician that doesn't want to give a 14 vaccine stack to a 18-month-old one day.
The clip is paused. Is it buffering there, Sam?
This one's from Anonymous. All right. Before COVID, were doctors required to take a flu shot in order to work in the medical field? And other than those who take a philosophical or religious exemption, are you aware children are required to take shot after shot in order to attend school? Of course. This is our mandate system of we have one way of looking at healthcare. We have one answer, and you must listen to us because we are the authority. Big Brother is telling us what we need to do. And yes, I was told that I had to take a flu shot every year to enter one of the hospitals that I worked at. And since I had my own office, I would give the shot in my office sometimes. Other times I would not because I didn't feel they were necessary. And actually, for the last 15 years of my career, I didn't take one because Tamiflu is available and I have antiviral herbals, antiviral IVs in form of vitamins, and all these things actually work. And so I didn't feel a need to take a flu shot because I haven't had the flu in the last 40 years. So it just, for me, it doesn't make a lot of sense to force people who aren't in risk groups to take it. Even though they talk about herd immunity, it's obvious that herd immunity is not working for coronavirus. And children, I think that every parent should be aware that stacking vaccines is not good. And every parent should refuse to take the stack. If the pediatrician wants to give the vaccines and the patient is and the parent is willing to do so, which is fine, make sure that they're given spread out, not 20 at once. That kills the immune system. And no matter what they tell you about there aren't effects from vaccines, no, there's not a direct causality. But when you inundate a young immune system with lots of stuff, you get complications. There is actually a very good published article that was retracted because they didn't like the methodology. The methodology was this doctor looked at all of the vaccines given in his practice and all the patients and looked at visits in his office. And he had a huge practice. 30-some thousand were looked at. And they found that all of the chronic illnesses were higher in people who are vaccinated versus those who are not. And he only had about 4% of the population that didn't get vaccines, but the other 96% did. And it was quite skewed as to how much asthma, eczema, and other problems are actually present. Robin writes, and I love Robin. Thank you, Robin. You've done it again. You've written another poem. This morning, as she drove out to the beach, the huge American flag that she goes by was hanging limp. No wind, obviously, but it looked like it had given up flying proud, which provoked these words. I want to be proud of America, but it seems even the flag has given up. I want to be proud of my...
All right, cut it short there and then just play the second part of that audio there that's... that I put in the chat that's starting out at time index 43 minutes, 17 seconds. And that's going to be the start of my call just, you know, about a little over a minute after the clip that you just heard. All right, go right ahead.
Phone call.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we've got Chris from Clearwater on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, good morning, doctor. I'm not complaining at all about you. Anybody who might criticize. Well, I'm not complaining that you, because you are critical of the medical literature, and you've changed your mind. I've noticed over time when it comes to the COVID shot, and you know, you mentioned herd immunity. There's a distinction between the immunity that's granted by the COVID shots and natural immunity. And I'll just mention
there is.
Yeah, one article on Brownstone Institute, brownstone.org.
Yeah, that's a great article. I like that. And it's really on target.
Plus research studies affirm naturally acquired immunity to COVID-19, documented, linked, and quoted.
Yeah.
The one I was talking about. But yeah, Brownstone has a lot of great articles all the time.
It's excellent. You know, I was looking at that and it made me think about what actually the best one is that the CDC published last year. They showed from April to December, they showed who got serious illness, who went to the hospital, and divided it out by which type of immunity. So obviously, people who were unvaccinated had the most severe and the most visits to the hospital. The second was the people who had vaccines. And the two lines at the bottom that were flat and had virtually no incidence of serious illness and no incidence of hospitalizations were people that had natural immunity and natural immunity plus a vaccine. So natural immunity trumps the vaccine for Omicron per CDC's own data.
Yeah, and you know, I compliment you for having changed your mind being, you know, as the information comes out and evolves, and I know a lot of people don't have the attention span or curiosity to look at the studies, but, you know, they just want to throw a label on people, I also want to mention the studies of children who you might have been referring to, children who are non-vaxxed, partially vaxxed, according to the CDC recommended schedule, and fully vaxxed.
Yes.
There's studies done by Dr. Paul Thomas, Dr. James Lyons Weiler, and Dr. Brian Hooker. There are about five or six studies, maybe six now, that they've done in collaboration. And Dr. Paul Thomas, in his practice, he has the unique perspective of having patients who some of them have declined the shots or gone on a spread-out schedule or not gotten any vaccines at all. So he has that data that he uniquely qualified to comment on.
Yes.
And, you know, when somebody says wants to call you an anti-vaxxer, what exactly is that? I have seven different.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris. It's an epithet that helps people shut up fast, and that's the whole thing. And your points are great, Chris. But I think I have another caller. Thank you very much.
Well, I want to ask. You know, is it an ex-vaxxer due to injury or seeing an injury? Is it a pro-vaxxer, though, your anti-COVID shot, like Dr. Peter McCullough?
Right. I mean, there's so many different iterations, and using a label like anti-vaxxer just tells people to shut up. So actually, I think it's a terrible time to actually label people. We have to talk. We have to get into the nuance. And what you're talking about, there is seven different nuances on what a vaccine, an anti-vaxxer could be. So thanks, Chris.
All right. And I've got Rudy on the line here. Good morning, Rudy.
And that's the end of my call. So I just wanted you folks to hear some unique information, unique material that shows that we can cause those who disagree with us to evolve, to look at the research. I remember this Dr. Fred Harvey used to say that ivermectin doesn't work prophylactically, and he's changed his mind on that, as you heard him recommending it earlier in the first clip. And during my call, I want to mention that it didn't come out clearly because we were talking over each other that the article at Brownstone Institute at brownstone.org, the title is 150 plus research studies affirm naturally acquired immunity to COVID-19, documented, linked, and quoted by Dr. Paul Elias Alexander, October 17, 2021. Well, when it first came out, it was 79 research studies, and now it's been at 150 and holding for quite a while. And there were a few different doctors like the McCullough who contributed to this research, to this list. I better just this up on the screen. I try to remember to put on the screen everything I'm talking about for the Facebook live audience at facebook.com/wearechangetampa. And yeah, I'll leave that on the screen. So, you know, we know from this research, natural immunity is more durable and robust. It lasts longer, and it protects against more variants. Although the Omicron variant is a game changer, and maybe subsequent variants. Although I'm not sure, I don't know, have information on subsequent variants. But you know, if you've gotten variants previous to Omicron, then Omicron can cause symptoms and take a whole infectious hold, but then it's going to give you, going to confer reverse immunity to previous variants. So if you haven't gotten previous variants and you get Omicron, then you're protected. But if you've gotten previous variants, you're not protected against Omicron, according to the research. And now there's a new ninja variant. So I'm not sure why they're naming it such unscientific things. Doesn't really seem to do much other than cause fear. To to call it the name of an assassin, that's a suicidal assassin by the name of Ninja. And also, when it comes to the call you just heard to Dr. Fred Harvey, I started to get into what exactly is an anti-vaxxer. And he didn't let me continue, but here's my list that I drafted. I emailed this to him after the show. What exactly is an anti-vaxxer? Is it one, an ex-vaxxer due to injury or seeing an injury in others? Two, is it a pro-vaxxer, though they're anti-COVID shots? Dr. Peter McCullough, whose anti-COVID shots was until recently a proponent of vaccines, according to Robert Scott Bell on his show. I haven't heard Dr. McCullough say this in his own words, but several times, at least five times, Robert Scott Bell on his show has said that Dr. Peter McCullough has told him he's never going to give a vaccine, COVID or otherwise. COVID shots, I know, are not vaccines. Of course, the definition of a vaccine is to prevent infection, and COVID shots are increasing likelihood of infection. See page 3 of the Walgreens COVID-19 data tracker, and there's other research. But I'll pick up on this my list of what exactly is an anti-vaxxer when we get back here. Liberation Station Radio Show, so stay tuned.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Wanna breathe, wanna move, and not ever feel afraid. Wanna live in a place where the truth still finds a way to rise and advise. And when everything is lies, you break. Cause there's nowhere you can run and still feel safe.
I think the world's gone crazy. I think the world's gone crazy. I think the world's gone crazy.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner here with you. And picking up where we left off before the break is, what is an anti-vaxxer? Because that's just a label, of a pejorative, an insult. A lot of folks like to slap on folks. So I'll continue. Point number three, could it be a pro-vaxxer, though waiting for more long-term effects of the COVID shots to be better understood or FDA-approved. Now, FDA-approved Pfizer's Comirnaty and Moderna's Spikevax, but they're unavailable in this country, and many falsely believe that those respective investigational, experimental, emergency-use authorized shots that are still being administered were FDA-approved, as if the Pfizer and Moderna shots were, had a magic wand waved over them and got FDA approval. No, those are totally different products than what they're still shooting people up with. They're still shooting folks up with the emergency use authorized products in this country. And again, the Moderna Spikevax, and FDA, which is FDA approved, as well as Pfizer's Comirnaty. Where do you find them? I don't know. If anyone could answer that, let me know. You can email me, liberationstation@protonmail.com, or call in 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And troll-free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. use the toll-free number only if your calling plan or doesn't allow you to use the toll number, or if it's a long, costs you a long-distance charge. And Sam, let me know if someone calls in on the toll-free number. I'll take their call that much sooner. Number four, what is an anti-vaxxer? COVID shot recipients who just don't want a booster. And after this segment, after I get done with this commentary, play a video from this past week from Canada's health minister. You will never be fully vaccinated against COVID jabs. They're needed every 9 months. No, that's what we expected to get on the treadmill. A lot of us knew that this was going to happen. Oh, it doesn't protect you, but you're just going to have to get your booster. You're going to treat it just like a flu shot. And number five, regardless of whether someone has gotten a shot, someone wants to accuse them of being an anti-vaxxer, regardless of whether they've gotten a shot, they're anti-coercion or anti-mandatory medical treatment, thus they're anti-apartheid. Number six, what is an anti-vaxxer? Those aware COVID shots are not vaccines and actually increase the likelihood of being diagnosed with COVID, as I covered before, the Walgreens COVID-19 tracker, page 3, consistently shows that in other research. Number 7, what is an anti-vaxxer? Those with superior natural immunity who want to keep it along with their innate immunity. And I mentioned regarding natural immunity, the superiority of it, the Brownstone University article. There's also the study I mentioned on the show before that I'll throw up on the screen. Innate immune suppression by SARS-CoV-2 mRNA vaccinations, the role of G quadruplexes, exosomes, and microRNAs by Greg Nye, Stephanie Senef, Antonis Kriakopoul, and Dr. Peter McCullough. And this was just published January 21st, 2022. And I'm not sure if it's peer-reviewed, posted at academia.edu. So people who want to maintain their natural innate immunity might want to read this before they get a COVID shot or get a booster. And again, getting back to the Walgreens data, it shows that the more boosters that you get, the more likely you are of being diagnosed with COVID. So those are my 7 points of what is an anti-vaxxer. Could it be any of those 7? Or do you have any ideas of other criteria that someone might accuse one of being an anti-vaxxer for? Although such nuances beyond many, the art of language must not be co-opted by zealots eager to condemn and stereotype with the use of vague accusations. And I'm reading the chat room here, trying to catch up. Just a little bit more commentary on the comparison between COVID shots and aborticides. Supreme Court just ruled on. We'll be right back after this break on Liberation Station Radio Show, so stay tuned. Because the FDA said it's safe for me. The drug companies claim that it's made for me. And the government, they're going to pay for me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome to the revolution. All the walls are breaking down. It's time you had a taste of losing. Time the tables turned around. I see a glimpse of the recognition, but it's too little, it's too late. And what you thought was your best decision just became your worst mistake.
Thanks for listening to Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you, and wanted to comment on my call to Dr. Fred Harvey, who's pro-choice when it comes to abortions and also pro-choice when it comes to taking a vaccine or COVID shot, and he's really changed his tune on both taking vaccines and COVID shots, as I mentioned, covered earlier, playing the clip of this last July 4th show. You can see the comment in the comments on both the Facebook live feed and the chat room where I posted the links to that clip. That's at the listen/archives page of theliberationstation.com. There's the chat room and also on the Facebook live video stream at facebook.com/wearechangedtampa. I keep up with posting the clips that we play here, as well as when there's videos showing him on the screen. And played that clip because I wanted to show how he has really evolved with the science. And apparently he's been shocked. His conscience has been shocked. Where it comes to the COVID shots, reciting parts of the Nuremberg Code And that was something I didn't play. Didn't want to spend too much time. But yeah, or if you listen to his show this past July 4th, you can go listen to it or listen to that clip if you want to play the whole show. It's both in the Facebook Live video stream comment and on the chat room on the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. So getting back to being pro-choice. In the deliberate commission of aborticide, for which the misnomer abortion, which is a miscarriage, so commonly incorrectly applied, the pregnancy is terminated with a COVID mRNA shot, the synthetic genetics that can be incorporated into the DNA in as little as 6 hours, cannot be terminated. Thus, in the latter, bodily autonomy must be acknowledged. A fetus can be removed, though there's no apparent way to remove the synthetic DNA from COVID mRNA shots. And first study to back that up, throw up on the screen here, is intracellular reverse transcription of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 mRNA vaccine BNT162b2 in vitro in human liver cell line from Lund University, Sweden, this past January 18th. Received January 18th, 2022, published February 25th, 2022. And it showed that human liver cells' DNA were infiltrated in vitro in just 6 hours, within 6 hours, and then they cut off the experiment. Next reference is SARS-CoV-2 spike impairs DNA damage repair and inhibits VDJ recombination in vitro, published in the journal Viruses, May 10th, 2022. And another reference is from Natural News, September 29th, 2021, article entitled, Shocker, Three Existing COVID Vaccines Actually Contain DNA, Not Just RNA, for Spike Protein Synthesis Inside Your Body, article by Lance D. Johnson. And so, you know, as a condition for employment, a prospective employee might express no reluctance to get a COVID shot, although they might want to demand being paid 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for having gotten a COVID shot along with its synthetic genetics being in the body at all times. And in the case of the mRNA shots incorporated into the DNA, and not just in your body during working hours. They want to give someone a shot as an employee, say, yeah, I expect you to pay me 24/7, 365 for having gotten the shot. This is basic labor law that any self-respecting progressive should honor. And let me catch up on the chat room. If you'd like to reach us, the numbers are 512-248-8252 and 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's get ready to play clip number two there, Sam, and get into what the Canadian health minister, Jean-Yves Duclos, has just announced. And when you're ready, Sam, please go right ahead. Well, give me just one moment. Let me, I think I'll put that up on the screen at the same time. This is a City News article, or pardon me, news segment from City News that was posted June 30th, 2022, just 10 days ago. And if you give me a moment, Sam, I'll be able to synchronize the clip to show it up on the screen at the same time. And get this YouTube ad to go away in just a few seconds. All right, whenever you're ready, Sam, please go right ahead and play that clip.
But what exactly do we mean by up-to-date vaccination? Let me be very clear. Up-to-date means you've received your last dose in the past 9 months.
If you've been following public health guidelines and gotten all of your recommended COVID-19 shots, you still may not be considered up to date on your vaccinations. That's because Public Health and Health Canada now say you need to have had your most recent shot within the last 9 months to be considered up to date.
Up to date is the right way to think about vaccination now. Now, fully vaccinated makes no sense now, so it's about up to date. So am I up to date in my vaccination? Have I received a vaccine in the last 9 months?
Health Canada and Public Health say the nine-month period is a combination of two things. First, NACI's recommendation that people get their third dose 6 months after the second, and a recommendation that people wait 3 months after becoming infected with COVID before getting a booster.
I think what Mr. Duclos was trying to clarify was that if there was a definition of up-to-date for administrative purposes, having that 6 months plus giving people room for, you know, if they had an infection, to have waited that three-month time frame, that is how that 9 months was arrived at.
This as Ottawa hardens the security stance around Parliament Hill in anticipation of anti-COVID vaccine mandate protesters for Canada Day. Former Army Reservist James Topp is walking towards the war memorial and intends to be part of events planned at Strathcona Park, 2 kilometres east of Parliament. Increased security around Ottawa already being felt, with over 100 tickets issued Wednesday and vehicles being towed for breaching bans on parking in the downtown core.
The local authorities have been very, very clear that they are going to do whatever is necessary to ensure the safety of the people of Ottawa and of the many Canadians who like to come to Ottawa, our national capital, on Canada Day to peacefully celebrate this national holiday.
In Ottawa, Shally Lee, City News.
And a little bit more commentary on that from ZeroHedge.com. An article by Tyler Durden, who seems to be the only, by the way, anonymous name who writes articles there at Zero Hedge. Canada's health minister, quote, "You will never be fully vaxxed." And real short article, authored by Mark Jeftovic via bombthrower.com. This is the new right way to think about vaccinations. Despite increasingly compelling data in peer-reviewed studies, and there are links to those at these compelling data at timtruth.substack.com and also another Zero Hedge article. Despite increasingly compelling data in peer-reviewed studies coming out detailing the harms and side effects of vaccinations, Canada's Liberal Socialist Coalition government is doubling down on vaccinations and appear ready to move the goalposts on what constitutes vaccine compliance. As reported via Black Lox reporter, blacklox.ca, Minding Ottawa, that's at Minding Ottawa on Twitter, Canadians will be required to get a COVID shot every 9 months for the foreseeable future, says Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos. Previous definitions of quote-unquote fully vaccinated made no sense, he told reporters. Quote, 9 months is very clear and will help people understand why up-to-date is the right way to think about vaccination now, end quote, said Duclos. Quote, fully vaccinated, end quote, makes no sense now. It's about up-to-date. So am I up to date in my vaccination? Have I received a vaccination in the last 9 months? End quote. And I would add either of these questions you would ask if you're suicidal. Of course, we've covered the data on that before. If you want to increase your chance for hospitalization, death, contracting COVID, then all sorts of other problems that you'll find at openvers.com, openvers.com. Then that's why you might want to consider, am I up to date on your plans for suicide, your installment plan for suicide, committing suicide in slow motion? Continuing the article, Duclos previously called for the provinces to make vaccinations mandatory, and when asked by reporters if mandates would return this fall, he replied, quote, we must continue to fight against COVID, end quote. Canada seems to be one of the few countries outside communist China who is frantically clinging to the COVID narrative, relentlessly pushing largely ineffective and arguably dangerous vaccines on an increasingly fed-up population. The Trudeau regime is increasingly unpopular, a recent Angus Reid poll finding those who strongly support the government falling into single digits. The largest single category was strongly disapprove at 41%. So here I'm showing the graph on the Facebook live feed. 41% strongly disapprove. 30% moderately approve. 18% moderately disapprove. And 3% not sure. I'm trying to figure out this color. I'm not colorblind, but I'm trying to figure out if I'm reciting these stats correctly based on the colors. So 8% strongly approve. That's the one I missed. So that's 8% strongly approve, 30% moderately approve, 18% moderately disapprove, 41% strongly disapprove, and 3% just aren't sure. Reeling with numerous scandals, corruption, and gaffes, Justin Trudeau holds power solely through the merger of his party with Canada's socialist NDP, headed by millionaire Jagmeet Singh. Shows a picture of them shaking hands. The deal ostensibly keeps him in office until 2025. Singh is also on the ropes, frequently being jeered in public, even among his base constituency in Brampton, Ontario. His brother lost his seat in the recent Ontario election, and Singh himself was run out of a campaign stop by enraged Sikhs who called him a quote-unquote sellout. Time for your plan B. Most agnostic and objective political observers agree should the Liberal Socialist Party make it to 2025, they will be mercilessly deposed on par with the 1993 electoral bloodbath. When Canadians had had enough of Brian Mulroney, he bailed before the election, leaving Kim Campbell holding the bag, and the Conservatives were blown out so badly they lost their party status, going from 156 seats in Parliament to just two. Both the Liberals and NDPs face similar prospects by Canadians who are sick and tired of being called quote-unquote fringe and quote-unquote racists, fed up with being gaslit by a smug, out-of-touch government, subsidized media, and well beyond done with this COVID business. But until that happens, this clown show can do a lot of damage, mandatory vaccinations being just the beginning. And I will add also the gun ban, the across-the-board gun ban that Canada just imposed. Kind of shocking that they do that. Whenever they're shooting in the U.S., Canada decides to react. First it was the handguns, and now it's all guns this past week. Continuing the article. But until that happens, this clown show can do a lot of damage, mandatory vaccinations being just the beginning. The economy is heading for a depression because our finance minister is an economically illiterate ideologue. We should be an energy superpower, but instead this fully woke government is demonizing our oil and gas industry and probably just driving the West right out of Confederation. Then they're ramming through internet censorship bills that would make the CCP proud. If you haven't decided your line in the sand, it's about time to do that. And skipping down through the article, I'll just cut it off there. It goes on to other problems in Canada. And next, I want to move on to clip three. And this is going to, we're going to play just a little over 4 minutes from the AmericanFrontlineNews.com, America's Frontline Doctors. Their latest news roundup that was just posted a couple days ago, July 8th, 2022. So when you're ready, Sam, please go right ahead and play that clip.
I'm Mordecai Soans, and this is your weekly news roundup from America's Frontline News. A judge in Uruguay has suspended Pfizer COVID-19 injections in children under 13 until certain conditions are met. This after a Montevideo judge gave the country's health ministry and the Pfizer Corporation 48 hours to provide, quote, extensive detail regarding the injection's efficacy and safety. The respondents must also disclose contractual obligations, including any documents attached, and details of the composition of the substances inside the injections, including presence of graphene oxide or nanotechnological elements. Austrian Health Minister Johannes Rasch this week responded to a parliamentary...
And just back up to the... Just back up about 5 seconds there. Sam will be right back with the rest of the American Frontline News from America's Frontline Doctors when we come back here on Liberation Station Radio Show with Chris Steiner. Stay tuned.
You've been messing with my mind. You know you do it all the time.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
I'm about to talk about the kids. If one bad line, they'll probably get out wrong. If every kid can truly feel at home, I told you, you should get the dog a bone. Get the dog a bone.
Welcome back, Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you for the last hour and 5 minutes of the show. You can reach us at 512-248-8252. It's 512-248-8252. And toll free, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And I'm thinking, looks like perhaps the Facebook Live feed went down on the audio. Let me double check that. It looks like the audio went down, so... getting that back on. I'm not sure exactly why that would have happened. Yeah, that is exactly what happened. So now I have it back. I'm not sure why decided to the audio sending the computer sending audio to the Facebook Live computer for some reason left the call, and I'm not sure what's going on, if I'm experiencing an outside interference from a hack, which I've seen things like that make me suspicious of that before. So apologize, folks, if you're on Facebook Live, but we have the audio feedback. And let's pick up where we left off before the break. America's Frontline Doctors that at American Frontline News, their latest news update from July 8th, 2022, just 2 days ago. So, Sam, please continue playing that clip.
Query containing 10 pages of questions on vaccine liability by saying that the nation's doctors are responsible. Rausch reiterated that Austrian doctors are legally obligated to ensure that vaccine recipients provide free and informed consent to any medical procedure, including COVID vaccination. He also noted that the fine for failing to report adverse effects is €7,500 and up to €14,000 for repeated cases. Austria's health minister did not comment on the country's physicians facing losing their license to prescribe medication if they follow the law and expose the COVID shots. Commenting on the health minister's clarification, one Austrian doctor said, "Doctors are not allowed to report any vaccine damage, not even suspected cases." He concluded, "Strict instructions from the medical association are that anyone who violates this has the right to prescribe revoked." When asked what the ministry is doing to ensure adverse effects are reported, Rausch replied that all responsibility lies with the doctors. Farmers in the Netherlands have been protesting across the country after the government unveiled new environmental regulations that will put many out of business. Mainstream Dutch media claim that overly extensive social media coverage of the farmers' protests creates the impression of police brutality. This after undercover police were exposed trying to infiltrate the farmers' protest, with video circulating the networks showing two police service dogs brought to deliberately bite an already helpless detainee. Biden administration mascot Joe Biden is expected to land in Israel next week for an official state visit with a number of Israeli concessions on the agenda. According to media reports, interim Prime Minister Yair Lapid intends to welcome Biden with a number of so-called gestures requested by the U.S. administration as a means of, quote, improving the atmosphere between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. The Biden administration announced its intention to reopen the consular building in East Jerusalem that was shut down during the Trump administration when the U.S. embassy was relocated to Israel's capital, Jerusalem. Biden is also scheduled for a first-of-its-kind visit to East Jerusalem in an official visit that has not been coordinated through normal diplomatic channels and which will not be accompanied or attended by State of Israel representatives. Legal observers note right that there. A visit of this kind...
All right, we'll pick it up again where we left off here, the American Frontline News, America's Frontline Doctors, and we'll be back for the second final hour of this July 10th, 2022 edition of Liberation Station Radio Show, so please stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.